Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 908, let's get some calls in here. 713-780-3776. Keith is here with us. Hey, Keith, what's up?
Oh, that's Keith. Keith said no. What about Gilbert? Gilbert's here. Is Gilbert here? Oh, we got dude.
Yeah, I'm here.
We got C.J. Stroud running the board right now.
C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, C.J. Stroud is running the board. That was who answered, and he's running the board. Gilbert, how about that? We got C.J. Stroud in here.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud something anyway.
Yeah. What are you doing? Did you watch Rockets the other night?
He said he wanted to ask C.J. Stroud something.
Did you want to ask C.J.?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, C.J., come in here. Gilbert wants to ask you a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask Gilbert.
Go ahead, Gilbert.
Somebody help me anyway.
You want
to get me out of this place. No, sir. Oh, no. Everybody think I'm mean in this place anyway.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah.
No.
You're not mean. You're just a little extra.
Yeah. You're not mean.
You're not mean. You just are relentless with what you want.
Get my way anyway. I feel like I want to die, you know.
No,
I don't
Gilbert,
live
don't
no
say
more
that.
Anyway.
No, don't say that, Gilbert.
Yeah, I say that anyway.
Gilbert, don't say that.
I'll get an autograph from Colleen Wolf.
Also,
John and Lance, he's going to move to L.A. pretty soon. I know, got a feeling about that. Is that true?
Who?
You're going to move to L.A. He said he's got a feeling about that. Is that true?
No, John's going to move to L.A. He's not going to come working. Is that true? I heard about that.
Yeah, it's true, Gilbert. That's why I haven't been able to come see you. I've been in L.A.
No, are you going to leave the show or what? Get another replacement?
Well, you've been hearing that. Who told you that? I hope not my boss. Dell told you that? Who told you that?
I saw on the internet anyway.
On the internet. The streets.
You have access to the internet? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
My Alexa anyway.
Oh, Alexa. Wait, you got Alexa there too?
Alexa. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
What do you ask
so,
Alexa?
I got something to tell you. If the Rockets don't win, say goodbye to the season right now anyway.
Yeah.
I'd be 3-1 like L.A. yesterday.
Yeah.
L.A. and
yep.
Any other team anyway.
And
know.
The Magic down 3-1. Lakers.
Yeah. 3-1.
Bucks, too. They're all down 3-1. Rockets could be next. They don't win tonight.
If they don't win tonight, then the season's down the drain. Yep.
3-1 anyway. Yeah,
3-1.
Anyway,
you know. No, I think you're right. Dude, watch those Rockets
so,
tonight.
I'm about to fall asleep with my Rockets game tonight.
It is very late.
No, it's late.
It is late.
The medicine they gave me here.
Oh, they give you medicine to make you fall asleep?
Yeah, I take my medicine, you know. Yeah. Made me sleepy a lot anyway.
Well, like Jack Nicholson and fake taking it.
No, don't tell him to cheek his pills.
No, don't. What?
Do that.
Well, if he wants to stay up for the game.
Yeah, Fred VanVleet's running the offense will put him to sleep, too. Yeah. But
do it naturally.
Take the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's there for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just follow what they tell you to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't listen to John.
Okay, yeah. Just do what they tell you.
Yeah, one more thing.
What?
One more thing, John Lance. I want to see Nicole before I die anyway. I got a feeling that's going to happen.
No, don't.
Nobody don't want to come see me anyway, you know.
I when she gets back from, she's in Ireland right now. She just ran the London Marathon. When she gets back, I'll make sure she comes and sees you. She finished.
She finished? Nice. Good for her. I mean, especially with that knee.
She's got cartilage. Yeah. She's finished three. Oh. She's literally finished three marathons.
Are you going to refuse one of his dying requests?
It's a dying request to see Nicole before he dies, so I'll make sure.
Okay.
It's not, Gilbert, you're gonna hang in there. Don't worry about it.
You're going to be there, Gilbert.
Yeah, she's out of town.
She's out of town. Yeah, she's out of town for a little while, actually.
How long is she going to come back anyway?
I mean, Thursday-ish, but... That's probably that day's out.
Friday then. What's Friday? What's she doing Friday?
I'm sure she won't be tired at all.
Jet lag. Probably not. Probably not this week.
I'm sure she's in a rush.
Probably not this week.
Wendy's in LA.
But next week
she's actually closer.
No. Yeah, next week Wendy is actually closer. Yeah, probably next week, Gilbert. Because she's out of town and she's in a different country right now.
All right, Gilbert. Keep that chin up, buddy.
All right.
Keep your chin up.
Hey, one more thing. One more thing before I go.
I had one more. What is it?
Hey, one more thing. Care well bring those bagels anyway. I love those bagels.
Who?
Will.
Will brought you bagels?
He brought you bagels?
I never heard that you like bagels. Yeah. You've never said that before.
Yeah, you never said bagels. You like steak.
That's way cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Bagels is probably the
better
new move.
Steak and french fries and corn on a cob.
Yeah.
All right,
bring me a steak
and a... I thought you just wanted bagels.
I thought we were on bagels. Didn't you want a bagel?
Plus bagels.
Hold on. No.
And bagels.
Shut up. I mean, shut up, Dale.
That's what he wants.
You don't ever go.
That's what he wants.
Quit trying to double up.
He wants bread as well.
Just let me... Carbs.
I was thinking French fries and
corn on the cob.
Dr.
Pepper.
And bagels.
And bagels.
And the corn on the cob.
And corn on the cob. Well, we know.
Yeah.
All right, Gilbert.
And salt and pepper.
All right.
There is.
We'll talk to you later then.
That's all. He got his order. Right?
Yep.
Do you know what's cheaper? Steak and egg bagel.
Oh, yeah, with some onions. They actually do.
Oh, I got a feeling awesome. Gilbert would really complain if you put onions on it.
Oh.
Can you imagine if
what's the
Gilbert
onion?
Does not strike me as somebody who just quietly scrapes something off that he doesn't like?
No, he put his order in. I understand. If I go to Whataburger and they put something on it I don't want on it, I go back and, hey, what's this? I was pretty clear. He's the same way, except more rude than I would be.
Gilbert, hold on. Let me ask. He's still in there. Gilbert, if somebody puts something on your – no, he's not. He's never gone. Gilbert, if somebody put something on your sandwich or your burger that you didn't like, would you just scrape it off and eat it?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, you have to get a new one.
Gilbert, I was thinking a corn cob and a French fry.
We
got the order. What kind of bagel was it that Will brought you? Was it just a plain bagel?
I don't know. You ask him.
Well, I don't even know who he is, but was it just a plain bagel?
Will brought it to me.
But was it a plain bagel? What flavor was it?
He doesn't know. Does he?
He does. He ate it. Gilbert, was it a regular bagel?
Okay.
Okay.
We got trapped.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
Okay, we got a break.
You're right.
Thank you, Gilbert.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out what kind of bagel.
Okay.
Because it's going to be way cheaper.
Okay. We got a break.
He wants bagel plus the steak. What do you mean way cheaper?
All right, what we need to talk about right now is the Insperity this week. How about this week we've got – last week we had the best women in the world. Just a few weeks ago we had the PGA Tour here. Now we've got the Champions Tour here, okay? So that, and we got the Folds of Honor Greats of Golf competition, 20 legends of the game competing in a 9-hole scramble format on Saturday. Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Annika Sorenstam, Lee Trevino, Tom Watson, Sir Nick Faldo, Mark O'Meara, Curtis Strange. Are you kidding me? And it's free to get in. Okay? Insperity has teamed up with Hewlett-Packard and Woodforest National Bank. Everybody gets in for free. You see the best, the greatest of all time playing against each other. All right?
And in the regular tournament, Bernard Lager, Ernie Els, Padraig Harrington, Colin Montgomery, Jose Maria Thabel, Retief Goosen, Fred Funk. I mean, all here. All here this week. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday out of TPC Woodlands. All right? Absolutely free to get in. If you're looking for great golf, we got it again this week here. We had it last week. We had it. We got golf here. We are the golf capital of the world. Go to InsperityInvitational.com. InsperityInvitational.com.
ESPN.
97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
How about this? I just saw this. Hijack Poker. They got a promo with me in it. I play, so why don't you? Yes, play. And oh, by the way, free. New players, go to Hijack Poker, an app. Download the app. It's from Texas Card House. Put in Spring 20 when signing up for the first time. You get $20. And players that already have the app can get $20 in time when they deposit 20 or more and put in the code CASH20. So let's go. Let's play on Hijack Poker. Love that. Thank you. Thank you, Texas Card House.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. 922 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we haven't talked about the Texans draft in a while. We had Rockets, Astros were just blasé all week. It was so boring. The first two games were so boring. They get a hit. Jordan came through yesterday. Hunter Brown came through yesterday, so that was nice. Rockets looked like crap on Saturday night offensively again with the terribleness. Let's go. And you can't beat them without – that was the one you had to win because you get home court advantage back and they don't have Jimmy Butler. Okay? That's the one that you really needed to win. That you can't put in efforts like that. I mean, I don't know. Their intensity level has gone crap on game one, great in game two, crap in game three. I guess making baskets makes it look like you have more energy.
It's the thing you always say about hitting. Yeah. Team looks like they're energized when they hit the baseball. Rockets, I don't think intensity was a problem. You can't make shots.
You can't make shots.
It sucks the energy out of you, the fans,
news.
Everything.
They're not a good shooting team. Yeah. We know this. Uh-huh. They're not good offensively.
They need that one guy that can always fill it up, Kevin Durant. I said it.
Ooh.
Oh, well, Anthony Edwards, I hear now. Well, I've heard.
You have,
wait
you
a minute.
You haven't heard
I've
that
heard
from
recently.
Anyone. That he would be great for the Rockets?
That the Rockets are after Anthony Edwards.
I have not heard that.
I just heard that.
I just know that Rocket fans are dreaming.
Oh.
Like the Wolves. Hey, sure, you want him? I know he just scored 40, and we're on the verge of beating the Lakers with Luka and LeBron, but we're looking to trade him.
Hey, so a little controversy tonight. We had some controversy a little bit in this series, but I put in the Jalen. You got the Jalen Green sound? I put in some Jalen Green sound. Did you see him after the game?
Yeah.
Jalen and Draymond John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jalen was pissed. That means Draymond's getting in their heads.
Well, I don't care. Go back after him. I don't care.
Well, he wasn't good. It's not like Jalen was good that game.
No, and Draymond's just such a...
You can't let him get into. You can't get into back and forth with Draymond.
No.
You just can't.
No. Well, I mean, after the game, it's fine. After the game.
Yeah, but that just tells you it's on his mind.
Well, it just tells you that Draymond is still jawing after the game, and you tell him to shut the F up. That's what it tells me. Okay? That's what it tells me. It doesn't tell me, oh, he's in their head or anything else. You tell him, hey, shut the – okay? And that's probably what happened. But
– I got so mad when he blocked Alperin's shot or knocked that out of bounds or what happened. And then he gets in and I'm like, oh, I hate this guy.
Yeah.
And you can't, but you can't respond. That's what he wants you to do.
Yes. So afterwards, though, Jalen was asked, and Jalen looked. He had like a Letterman sweater on and glasses. He looked like he was like in the 1920s. About the raw. That's all he needed was a pennant. Afterwards, he was asked about John with Draymond. Here's what he had to say.
Final buzzer. Draymond, we're having some sort of exchange on the court. What was going on there?
Just talking, you know, they, I mean, Steph had a good game, the reason they won, it was just talking, you know, he can't really do much of anything else, so talking is the only way.
He can't really do much of anything else,
talking is his only way.
It's not the game to say that. Not after what you put up. Like, you want to say that after game two?
Has Jalen got a future in mumble rap?
He's making too much money to do that. Like, he's going to make far too much money to get involved in rap. He's never going to get a great contract.
He just enunciate a little better.
No, I understood what he said, but I get what you're saying.
Enunciation's not his top priority.
No, he's so lazy.
As long as he defends, lazy talker. I don't care.
He's just a lazy teacher.
Lazy talker's a good way to put it. Yeah. But as long as he defends, and makes shots, actually.
He's got to make
shots. I actually would like some.
Do you see what a two guard, what happens when a two guard makes shots?
You mean like game two?
In a basketball game? Yeah, like in game two. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday with Anthony Edwards. What happens?
I don't need him to be Anthony Edwards. You can be what Buddy Hield was.
Yes. Yeah.
Buddy Hield showed up.
Yeah, Buddy Hield showed up.
I don't need you to be Anthony Edwards.
Gary Payton showed up. Junior.
That was the worst part of it. He was going to shoot two or three from three because of all the attention Steph was getting and knock down shots and cut to the basket and he was impressive.
Oh, my God. They ran the same play over and over. Steph has got the ball on high. He sets a pick and then just goes to the basket. And they did it over and over and over again. And it's like, what in the bleep? You got to adjust to this somehow. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. That was too easy. My goodness. I mean, I don't understand it. This is the playoffs. They're young. They should have energy galore. They're eight deep.
I don't think it's a lack of energy.
I didn't see the same energy. I didn't see it at all.
They got
beat
to the maybe not same urgency. Like they were getting beat to some loose balls they don't usually get beat to. Got beat on some offensive rebounds they usually don't get beat to. You know, this has really been not eye opening. It's just been a little disappointing. Amen Thompson is not having near the impact on this series I expected. I thought he was going to have an enormous impact. But defensively, Steph Curry, you know, that the worst thing that happened was Steph having that terrible game to end the year because he probably went back. Even didn't he have to go back. He probably said, okay, this is what he did against me. I'm going to take this away. Because Steph is a master. Steph is an absolute maestro. And he is not – Amen Thompson is not having consistently the same impact defensively as I expected. But he's having to expend a lot of energy, so he's really not much of a factor on offense. When he's at his best, when the Rockets are at his best, man, he's got rebounds, he's got assists, he's got blocks. You almost wonder if maybe you take Amen off of Steph for a little bit and you see if maybe that can help him have more energy to impact the game more. You know, maybe not make Amen's whole focus. You know, let Amen do something other than guard Steph, because when you have to guard Steph, you don't have a whole lot of energy left on the offensive side. And his whole thing is about offensive rebounds, hustle plays, backside. You're not going to block any shots guarding Steph Curry. You're not around the paint. You know what? He's really good when he gets to lurk and linger around the paint, and he comes with a backside shot block. But I like the defense is fine. It's just at the end of the day, you have the greatest shot maker that's ever played the game.
They have
against a team that doesn't shoot.
The difference in the
series. And they can't make free throws.
The difference in the series, they have Steph and we don't. That's all. That's it. That's basically it. That dude is just, I'm sick of him. So tired of Steph beating the Rockets. It's just.
And it's gone on forever.
All right. HRP has gone on for a long time, too. HRP, they had their big crawfish boil. The crawfish are like, they're like lobsters. They're so good. They take care of their people. It's just an example of how HRP, it's like family, okay? That's what HRP is. HRP is a place where they care about you. HRP is a place where they're invested in your business. HRP is going to do everything to help you and, you know, strategize to be better, to save money, to do it, to bring payroll. The technology is second to none. So bring the payroll to your people perfectly. Make sure that your HR is taken care of. Take care of your taxes for you. Help you select the right benefits packages for your people, all right, that's doing it right, okay, and doing it economically. I'm telling you, HRP is a business partner of yours. They're not, you're not their client. You are a partner. They're a partner in your business, helping you get, be as good as you possibly can. You're looking for the best way to get that HR, payroll, taxes, benefits, all of it to your company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. 934 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. One segment left. And then we do News of the Weird. Okay.
I had a request to reset. Somebody said they came in at 8:30 and haven't heard us talk draft one time.
Yeah, that's
Texans
true, probably.
Draft, and it's true. So, I would say, I thought the Texans draft was okay. There were some picks I didn't love. Jalen Smith, but, you know, Nick's been right on defensive backs, so he's got a really – well, he and D'Amico have been right. They've done a really good job with DBs. So, we'll see what happens with Jalen Smith. I love the two guys from Iowa State. Jaden Higgins, I think, is a terrific second wide receiver, a guy who could become – a longtime second wide receiver. He is a tall guy who wins combat catches, the contested catches. He can run down the field, has decent separation potential, but really needs to I think, fine-tune the route running a little bit. But I think he's going to be a really nice fit across from Nico Collins. I like what they're building there. And then Jalen Noel. Listen, we don't know if Tank Dell's ever going to play football again, frankly. We know he's not going to play this year, and he may not even play next year. He may be done. Who knows? So it was a catastrophic injury for Tank. Now you have Jalen Noel, who they drafted from Iowa State, and this guy can run. He's explosive. He's fast. He can separate. He is a really plus punt returner and kick returner. So you got, my guess is, punt return value. And then you've got a fast slot wide receiver that's hard to catch. He's very strong. 23 bench reps for 194 player. That's more than a lot of guards and tackles are repping right now. So I can't tell you. A 4.39 40, a 41.5-inch vertical leap, and 23 bench reps. Speed, explosiveness, and power. That means he is super ultra twitchy. And he's got a lot of potential. Teams really like Jalen Noel and Jaden Higgins a lot. I think those are two guys that the Texans really hit it out of the ballpark, giving help to C.J. Stroud. They drafted Luke Lachey, a tight end out of Iowa in the last round. Lachey is an okay blocker, but he's from Iowa, so he's going to be better than a lot of the other guys. He comes from a program where blocking is necessary to play tight end. May or may not make this team, maybe a practice squad guy. We'll see. Sixth-round pick Jalen Reed had more of a fourth- to fifth-round grade. He's a big physical safety, average to below average in coverage, I think, in terms of his range to play over the top. He's a little bit scheme-dependent, probably more of a down safety who plays forward, helps against the run, kind of physical like that. But, you know, he is what he is on tape. He's not – He'll be an immediate special teams contributor. I think he's got a chance to make this team, but they're pretty deep at safety right now. Jimmy Ward, MJ Stewart, Kalen Bullock, and
Jalen Petrie?
No. There's one other safety. MJ Stewart, Kalen Bullock, Jimmy Ward.
Gardner.
Oh, and Chauncey Gardner Johnson, yeah. So, but he can also play nickel, so that may actually be a kind of a cornerback. Also, I wouldn't be surprised to see him play kind of Jalen Petrie's role from time to time. I'm not sure how they're going to use him. It'll be interesting. That's about – oh, and Woody Marks. Love Woody Marks. I heard Johnny Harris had an absolute happy fit when Woody Marks was picked. And I wasn't as effusive, but I was pretty excited. I think Woody Marks has size. He is a really quality runner, sees the field well. Is elusive on the second level, cuts quickly, adequate speed. Very good out of the backfield, catches everything his way, and doesn't fumble. One fumble on 608 rush attempts. So I like Woody Marks. I think where they got him in the draft is a really plus-plus pick, and he has a chance to step in quickly and become the number two back, or at least compete for number two back behind Joe Mixon. But he's there. I think he's the number two back of the future. When Joe Mixon is done, they probably bring another back in, and it's probably a committee approach where it's Woody Marks, who's cheap, and then, you know, the future cheap running back. But for right now, he's a good third down option. I like Woody Marks a lot from USC.
John, what are you going to call Woody Marks?
I'm going to call him
Don't give him help.
Joe Quavius.
Yeah, he got it.
Joe Quavius,
DeQuane Marks. Real ones know the middle name.
DeQuane.
DeQuane yep. Marks.
Joe Quavius, DeQuane Marks.
He's our guy.
I'll forget it tomorrow. Don't worry.
Fourth Woody. Round pick.
I won't be able to remember.
There's a lot of Jalen's. See if you can name all the Jalen's in Houston.
And they added a Jaden. A Jalen. Jalen's and Jaden's are.
How many Jalen's do we have?
We have three drafted.
No.
Yeah, we drafted three.
We drafted a Jaden and two Jalen's.
And three Jalen's.
Who did we draft? Jalen Smith. Jalen
Reed.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Drafted three Jalen's and
a Jalen's, yeah.
And then you've got a Jalen Petrie.
Petrie.
So that's four Jalen's on the team.
Right. Was that it?
But that's a lot. We lead the league in Jalen's.
No, four is not a league leader.
On one team?
Well, the Dolphins had four, but Jalen Ramsey's about to head out the
door. Still there?
But for now, yes. Jalen Ramsey, Jalen Phillips, Jalen Waddle. There might have been one more, but they're all spelled
differently. There's a lot of spellings that are different.
They're all different.
J-A-L-E-N is standard. Then you get J-A-Y-L-E-N, I saw J-A-I-L-I-N, Indiana linebacker, Jalen Smith, I think his name was. That was a new spelling. There's Jalon. Isn't that Jalen Phillips?
No. Jalen Phillips has one of the more unique spellings.
L-A-E-N or something?
It's J-A-E-L-A-N.
Yeah.
J-A-E. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's also Jalon, J-A-L-O-N. There's a lot of Jalen.
And I saw Jalen Rose at the Pistons game. And he attributes his fame from the 90s for all of this.
From the 90s? From the, in the 2000s.
No, Jalen Rose.
Oh, Jalen Rose.
Yes.
I'm thinking of. You think this were all these Jalen's?
That's what
are
he says.
From?
He
it
says
can't
because.
Be Jalen Rose.
He goes, name all the Jalen's before me.
He's got a point.
Fab Five.
This is there's an insane amount of Jalen's.
Were there not any Jalen's?
His point is, think of a famous Jalen before me.
I can't. What did we miss, Del?
I'm literally going to famous. I'm going to Google famous Jalen.
We missed Lance's hated rival Liverpool securing their Premier League title. What else did we miss? We talked a little bit about Dame and the potentially torn Achilles. We did the foul, which was big. The Oilers and Kings are playing a great series in hockey. An overtime game last night. Dreisaitl, I think, scored the game winner.
And what? There was some kind of like.
Oh, we got Jalen Duran. Speaking of Jalen or Jaren,
I'm
his name's Jaren.
Jaren Duran. Right.
Jaren Duran.
There's literally no Jalen.
We had Eugenio Suarez hit four homers in a game.
Who does he play for?
No one knows.
Yeah, exactly. Jaren Duran, if you missed it, that happened. You know, he's had to deal with mental health and the suicide attempt. And some fan.
Who was that?
Jaren Duran.
Jaren Duran.
He's been very open about it. He attempted suicide 3 years ago. And apparently, a Cleveland Guardians fan said either something along the lines, you should have finished a job or go kill yourself,
oh
something like that.
Oh, my God.
And that's why you see his reaction going after this guy.
People are so bad.
Oh, I mean, well, what was a Puka Nacua's brother?
Yeah, no,
slapped
UFL game,
St. Louis fan in the face.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
I missed all this during the
Puka
draft.
Puka Nacua's brother. What happened? They were John. He plays for the Michigan Panthers, and the guy is John with him, and he slapped him in the face. Do you think he gets away with that? Do you think that's? I think even the UFL's got to say something about that. Probably. Well, The Rock, he slapped a lot of people in the face.
Well, in wrestling.
Yeah.
But never.
But a lot of the chest slaps.
Customer or patron.
In wrestling, back in the day, they used to slap your chest a lot. I don't know why you know, you did the chop on the chest, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
You know why Ric Flair would chop the chest and slap the chest?
Well, right.
I mean, it is not real, so maybe that's
what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, get in there. Go ahead. Go get in there. I remember that reporter for ABC.
John Stossel. Never forget that. Yeah. Anyway, I had that recorded with Dr. D. David Schultz, and then they showed it again on the – I literally recorded that. We had it since I was, you know, and it was in the 80s, and I would go watch it all over and over when he got his head slapped. And in the Vince McMahon documentary, they showed it again, and I relived it again. That guy got pummeled.
Is it comeback season for Nico Harrison? You'll see? Look at him. Yeah. Getting blown by every time Luca's out there.
Yeah.
Giving up straight.
We knew that.
Not even going to get out of the first round. Told you.
He can't say anything. Nico just has to let it play out.
Nico.
Just let it play
out. Told you. I told you about this man.
Nico's as done.
Can we real quickly, we didn't really talk about this much. What should there be a penalty for for the Falcons or Jay Ulbrich? Is it Jay Ulbrich?
Jax.
No, the son is, but the
Jeff.
Jeff Ulbrich, yeah. So if you missed it, the son of the defensive coordinator of the Falcons was the one prank calling Shador. And apparently it's the same number. Tyler Warren, Chase Lunt. There's actually the only one you really heard about a lot was Shador. But apparently he did this to many players. I guess it came from the same phone number that was prank calling. So him and his buddies who were all recording it were probably prank calling. There was, I mean, people acted like Shador had been shot in the face with some of the reactions. Clarence Hill, I like Clarence, but he was accusing Joe Shane's daughter of doing it. Just really, you cannot do that.
One's learned their lesson, huh? Throwing stuff at the people.
Like, you cannot do that, Clarence. And he never apologized. He never deleted
it. Why would Joe Shane's daughter be involved?
I have no idea. You can't say stuff like that because apparently people went after her.
Of course, what's going to happen.
Like, you can't do that.
Can I ask you about Shador's party?
Yep.
So he had what was supposed to be a big celebration for being drafted in the first round.
Yep.
He hadn't gotten word that there's a possibility no one was going to take him. Like, that was a thought that just crossed my mind. Normally you get, maybe not a promise, but coaches will tell you or GMs will tell you, hey, if you're there, there's a real shot we'll take you. Just be ready.
So you know another problem? So his dad was going to be his agent. Deion was handling all this. Deion doesn't have those conversations with people. So agents have honest conversations with teams because what they want to do is manage a player's expectation because they can get fired. So agents want to try to find out, like, I'll get calls, but, you know, from some different guys. Like, I got a call from Mike Green's agent, Luther Burden's agent. I talked to those guys. I like both Ben and Reggie. And they want to know, hey, what are you hearing? Where do you think he goes? Now, they may not always like it, and they may disagree with you, and like, no, he's going in the first. But they try to get as much intel as possible because they have to manage expectations. My buddy Jeff Nally, he got their agency got fired after Geno Smith didn't go in the first. Way back when he fell out of the first round, they got fired the next day. They didn't have Geno. So they went to someone else. So you have to try to manage expectations. Deion didn't get that from teams. He wasn't trying to get honest, open information. Deion already told you where he was going. So I think it was a case of that was hard for me to believe, too.
Deion didn't
want to
hear it.
No, he didn't want to hear it anyway. But that's what was hard for me to believe, too. Like, you have no self-awareness to know that there's a chance you fall out of – I don't think he did. I honestly think they thought that there was a good chance they could go in the top nine. But what you find out, what I found out later, is Shador wouldn't even interview for most of the teams. They tried to do the thing where I'm only going to interview for this amount of teams and that's it. And then he treated the other ones a certain kind of way to where he wanted to turn them off so they wouldn't consider drafting him. And I think he was trying to fine-tune who would draft him, but he's not good enough. Like, he's not elite. Cam Ward wasn't good enough to do that kind of stuff. There's very few guys who are good enough to do that stuff who have ever played football. So I don't think he had any idea who might draft him because he was really only talking to two or three teams previously. He wasn't really talking to anybody.
And if he doesn't get word from them, maybe don't throw that type of party.
Yeah.
That would be my one take. My big takeaway from the weekend is don't throw that type of party.
Well, but the lack of self-awareness, and I think it was just because he just didn't have the intel. He got some bad advice from Deion, I think. I mean, He didn't just come up with this by himself.
It's more than just advice. Deion hurt him. No coach wants Deion hanging over his head. No coach wants Deion criticizing when his son is going to, you know, criticizing the offensive line or the play calling. It's real.
Here is what I had in my draft profile, and they edited it out. They didn't put this in, so you won't find it on NFL. You won't find it on the draft tracker anywhere. Let me put in Sanders real quick because I want to read this. This is a quote I got from an NFC executive, and it was hold on a second. This is Rocket Sanders. There it is, Shador. It's a long – so this is the quote I got, and they edited – my editor edited out because he thought it would bring too much heat, which I guess I'm okay with. It said, "I'm okay with the football stuff more than the leadership. It has to be about we and not me. You can't be on podcasts laying out teammates, coaches, the front office, and then you worry about Deion being disruptive with public comments. There is a lot to consider other than just football, and that's not the case with Ward." That was in January I got this, but they didn't put it in there. Maybe if they had put it in there, that would have been an alert to some people that this is what NFL – and there was a lot of people talking about this, so that's why I'd bring it to the table. But I just don't think there was a lack of self-awareness and an awareness of the situation that was like staggering to me. But that's when I realized agents do all that work behind the scene. Agents get a feel because agents are talking to teams because they're, you know, every year they've got someone new. So they don't, for Deion, this is just about Shador. Like his whole life is Shador and seeing his son, you know, and that's great. But agents' whole jobs are they got to keep good relationships with teams. So they're having honest conversations with teams, and teams will lie to you and say they're going to draft a guy or whatever. But I realized that he had no one on his side. Did you see where they asked Shiloh Sanders where he was going to go? He was on a live stream. Did you see this? He goes, "Well, up to this point, my dad has been my agent, but that's not going so good."
So he said, they're doing this to him. What do you think they're going to do to me?
He goes, "That's not going so good." So I signed with an agent this morning. So he actually signed with an agent and then got
with the Bucks, right? Yeah, he's with the Bucks.
Got him with Tampa Bay. Shiloh went to.
We'll see even if it's
no. Shiloh's just kind of average.
All right, 9:50 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the week coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We were just talking about hoops. We were talking about basketball. We were talking about. I'm talking about pro dunk. I'm talking about the best goal. My boy has a pro dunk goal, and it and the kids. He's got it in. They have a cul-de-sac, and he's got it in the middle of the cul-de-sac, right? And it cannot be better for all of the kids, not only in that cul-de-sac, but for down the block. And they all go over and they raise and they lower the goal, and they just have a great time with it. And that's sharing, okay? And you know where your kids are going to be. You know where the neighborhood kids are going to be. You know, I'm telling you, there's money in them there hills for kids that can shoot. Not shoot, but make. If your kid can make baskets, okay, get them that shooting eye early. But when they're young, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, they can't reach a 10-foot goal. They got no interest in that. But they do have an interest in a goal that you could lower down to 5 feet, right? And they'll have fun with it. So dads out there, you want your kid to start getting that shooting eye. You want them to get that basketball, maybe get a smaller ball to start out, and then get a bigger ball and get it up to 10 feet. But you can raise and lower that goal with the best goal in the history of goals. ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. ProDunk.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You guys tell me how this happened. A woman gave birth to the baby of an absolute stranger. How did it happen?
Artificial insemination.
Did she know she was pregnant at least?
She knew. No. Okay, so yeah, the mix-up occurred when the clinic in the city of Brisbane found that the birth parents had one too many embryos in storage. So they investigated. She was carrying the embryo of another woman, man and woman. Whose baby is it?
This sounds like one of those.
So the DNA.
Teasers.
No, it's not.
The DNA belongs to the couple, but she carried the baby.
She carried the baby.
And
she wasn't employed as a surrogate.
Which, nope. She carried it to term when she thought it was hers.
Oh, ooh. Well, that's a tough one.
So she wants the child, which isn't her DNA, but she still wants to keep the kid?
This is like news of the lawyers. This is a huge news.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the ruling? Do we have a ruling?
There is no ruling on it. There is no...
Very unique case, I'd imagine.
So what do you... What exactly... I don't know. Do I want the baby?
It feels like the embryo is a property...
I need a picture of
it. Ask John Daspit. It feels like the embryo is a property of the couple, right?
The embryo belongs to the couple, but the woman carried it to...
But where did it start? It started with them. So.
I think it's... Yeah. Their child.
It's an embryo. It's going to be their child. That was just a tough.
Wow. I don't know.
Just a mistake.
Okay, let me ask you something. If you put a pair of shoes in someone's car and they drive that car to a location, is it now their shoes since they drove it in their car?
Yeah, because possession is 9/10 of the law.
No. What if someone else?
The other 1/10 is the most important.
If someone grabs your shoes and puts it in someone's car and they drive it away.
Yeah, someone else put it in there.
Oh, yeah. And you're saying, hey those are my shoes.
Said what? But they're in my car and you put them in there? No.
They'll say, did you buy those shoes?
Yeah.
And they'll say,
they're in my trunk.
Then
sure,
why would they be your shoes?
I'm sure the couple signed papers to, I don't know how you say ownership, but that embryo's theirs, I think. I think that baby belongs to them.
Wow, I think that's a tough one. Because
does motherhood, you become the...
Oh, you just, okay, here's the baby.
Well, that's how surrogates work, right?
Yeah, but I ain't no surrogate.
But it's not your child. It was an accident. It's unfortunate, but it's not your child. That's not your child.
Toenails. It's mine now. Okay.
Good luck with that one.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. That's a tough call right there. I don't even know if I want him. I got to take a look at the picture of the parents. Okay, now listen.
Stop using
If they're models, I'm going to go, you know what? I'm keeping this.
Stop using your judge whether she's hot or not in this regard. Using that philosophy in this way.
No.
I think the woman's going to look at the baby and say, that baby doesn't look like me. Oh, what if
Yeah, but what looks a lot better than me? If you're ugly and you have the baby of models, you're going, that's my kid.
What if it's a mixed race couple and the woman is white? Does she still want the kid?
Well, I'm not talking about mixed race. That's another story.
I'm giving another example. What if the baby looks nothing like her for multiple reasons? Does she still want the kid?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. This happened in Australia.
Oh, you can take him. You think that's what's going to happen?
Doesn't look like.
Oh, never mind.
I don't want to have to explain this.
Well.
Wow, what an explanation. Okay, this is going to sound crazy, but.
People are always going to think you stole that kid.
You kind of did.
And then you have to go through the explanation. No, I swear, an embryo was implanted in me that wasn't mine.
Where did you adopt that baby from?
Yeah, you always have to tell the story over and over again.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, because no one's going to ask a story. They're going to be like, is that baby adopted? Did she have an affair? Is the dad gone? No, it's actually way more complicated than that.
A lot more complicated.
And the legal process had to be,
All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. But first,
I want to tell you about Monument Chevrolet.
Hey!
Thanks, Lance, for your enthusiasm. Yeah. If you want a great Chevrolet, that's where you go. It's in Pasadena off of Bellway 8 and 225. They've been in business for 50 years. And what does that mean? They've been selling a lot of cars, so a lot of satisfied customers. And the car buying process, I understand, it can be a little tricky. So that's why they're going to have the best people on the lot to help you get the car that you want. And Truck Month is still going on for a couple more days up until April 30th. So if you want to get a great truck, particularly maybe a Chevy Silverado 1500 with that 2.9 APR%, that is out there for you on the lot. So check out what they have in inventory at monumentchevrolet.com, whether it be a Trax, a Blazer, anything you might want. Could be pre-owned. It could be something for your fleet if you're starting a business, or you want to add something to your fleet. It's all out there for you. And once you take a step onto the lot, you're going to realize your family, because they treat you like they treat their customers. You get that employee pricing, and the prices don't change from the website. So what you see on the site, what attracted you to get you out there, that's going to be the price of the car that you want. They'll walk you through the process, start to finish, to get you in the best car possible for you. So remember, MonumentChevrolet.com, the website, and go on out there off of Bellway 8 and 225 in Pasadena. And also this, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.